What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Look Mum I'm Hustling podcast. Have you been hustling this week? We need to do a hustling pulse check.
Is my heart racing? Do I have anxiety? Have I been sleeping?
Is there anxiety? Is there burnout? If there's none of the two, then you've actually been hustling.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're hustling properly, you can manage all those kind of things that happen through. But yes, we have been hustling all week. It's been just a lot of stuff has like changed, and it just feels like almost feels like we now need another long weekend. Like the previous weekend was like Easter, so we had four days off.
It was longer than a long weekend. It was a 4-day weekend, and we need another one.
I know. Yes, so got back into work on the Tuesday, and it's just it's just tired. It's been a week.
Yeah, we're in a new era, I guess. Mm-hmm. Everything kind of has changed. The calendars and the way our weeks are scheduled and jam-packed have now changed. It's almost like we're in a new chapter, essentially a new era. We're moving forward with so many different things right now. I wouldn't say daunting. It just slows down the momentum, it feels like, because you've got to bring the previous chapter to a halt almost before ramping back up.
It's not like all the things that we're working on are still not going to be doing it, but it definitely feels like, you're talking about it today, it feels like a new phase. So like I got promoted at my main job, so which is awesome, but it just means everything kind of has to pivot and change around it, because obviously you work from home. So, you know, we have to see who needs the car that day and meal prep. Like there's all this other stuff that, even though like awesome for me, amazing, pat on my back and stuff, but like everything else does need to change and like pivot around it. So like obviously my rostering's changing and days off and all that kind of thing, which obviously throws you into a curveball as well, because it affects your life and your rostering. Whereas like, I guess not more normal people, but two people in a relationship that both work 9 to 5, like there's not a lot of pivoting that you can do, but like with someone that works at home, like there's like so much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got a promotion and a pay rise. So I guess in order to meet that level of breadwinner or income, I need to step up my game. Mm-hmm. Promote myself to a higher ranking position and have to earn more. Not that I don't feel pressure like that at all.
No. The two completely different jobs.
It feels like I should probably ramp it up a little bit. And that's not necessarily in terms of the workload, but in terms of the vision building and the putting future pieces into place and trying to build and get promoted, I guess, in that regard, rather than just making more money, is kind of like taking it a little bit more seriously.
Yeah, 100%.
More of a serious role.
Well, it's like it's always the challenge with like working for yourself, because obviously with mine, yes, I might be like one of the main managers or whatever, but I still have people telling me what to do, and I still have people, you know, saying what needs to get done, or like the company focus or yada yada, whereas like you're making your own focuses and you're making your own agenda, which is kind of like a dream in a way, more stressful.
Or you're making your lack of focus. Mm-hmm. Are these articles from last week or?
What are they?
Mackenzie Scott. Oh, these are all from last week.
Okay, yeah, I haven't
so
put
there's
any.
No point having this page open.
Fair enough.
All right, we're winging it this week.
Yeah, we are. This classic us, you know, because we've been so busy all week.
So what's been happening was we finished a show on Netflix finally.
I know. It's very rare for us. I think we've talked about this heaps of times where we'll kind of start a show and never finish it because we kind of lose interest or too much time has passed. But we were finished the other night, Three Body System. I'm getting it wrong. Is it Three Body System?
It's
called Three Bodies, right?
It's called Three Body Problem.
A problem
about a three body system.
I've said it like four times. You haven't corrected me once. Like,
I was waiting
up
for
today.
You to like, get the magic eraser out and fix it yourself.
That was a magic eraser noise.
They're more silent than that. Jesus. This episode, it's going places.
Yes.
Three Body Problem. Mm-hmm. Netflix's potentially biggest blockbuster series of the year. It's been hyped up for a long time. It's been in talks. It's a very popular science fiction trilogy of books written by this Chinese author. I know his name, to be honest. The trailer's been out for ages about this, and I know it's a highly regarded science fiction book. If you go on like any science fiction subreddit or anything like that, it's always one that's recommended. Mm-hmm. So we finally completed a season. Took us 3 date nights. What we got there?
We did. And we're partial to like sci-fi and stuff. But for those out there is like, oh, what kind of level of sci-fi? This is like science sci-fi.
It is.
Yeah. Because like obviously extreme. You've got like sci-fi like space westerns, or you've got like sci-fi of just like time travel and all that kind of thing. This is more of like quantum physics sci-fi, like science sci-fi.
I think they call it hard sci-fi.
Hard, is that what it's called? Hard sci-fi?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's just like fully like mathematical and okay, right? Okay.
Mathematical,
like mathematical,
radical and mathematical,
and equations and you know theories so
it's
and
a fun show. It's definitely not easy viewing. I mean, it is easy viewing for us, but. Mm-hmm. If you just want something chill to watch, there's a lot going on.
There's a tiny bit of like thriller sort of element to it. And I was, not to like toot my own horn, but like I got to, I was able to predict a few things. You get frustrated when I predicted.
Well, I get frustrated when it's clearly not going to pan out how you think it's going to pan out.
Mm-hmm.
You did it we watched Roadhouse last week and you picked it. I mean, that's more of a traditional action movie. It's not hard to
figure out.
I mean,
there's a
couple of main drivers for the protagonist a lot of the times, and you know, it's one of five things.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave you guys to comment in the comments what you think the five drivers are for male action protagonists. It would be hard. But the sci-fi, some stuff can be hard to follow. This one's a little bit hard, but not like once you figure it out, you're like, oh, I can see what's happening. But if you go onto like a subreddit, there's probably complaints that it's not as like hard science
as
compared
it could
be. Compared to the book.
Mm-hmm. I could imagine.
You have to dumb it down a little bit.
Yeah.
People like us that want to talk about it on podcasts.
Well, when it comes to like books and stuff, you have more time to like go in depth and sort of like explain what's happening. But for someone that's watching on Netflix, like you said, they kind of have to like simplify it a little bit so people can follow it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a book is what? One of those science fiction ones, probably 21 hours audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to cram it into 7-8 hours.
Yeah. I just thought it was, like, really interesting because even though, like, the gist of it is, like, there's this alien race that's traveling towards Earth, but it's going to take them, like, 400.
I should probably say spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you haven't read the book. I think this is, like, in the trailer. But it's going to take them a while to get there.
Exactly. So you're going to ruin it on the first episode.
Oh, yeah, spoiler. Anyway.
Jesus.
But I just like the correlation, like technology and stuff. So like their planet has issues or whatever it is, and it takes them ages to develop technology. And they kind of like talk about how the human race really does it like fast. So as soon as like from when it was like farming to like industrial to like the internet age or whatever it is, like it's a very like small time frame when you think about it comparatively.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just saying like with that particular race, because of like their world system and stuff and just like the way their planet was, it takes them like triple the amount of time for their technology to grow. And I just thought that's pretty interesting. Like that's just human nature in general. Like we're quick to adapt, like we're quick to learn things, like we're quick to like get like technology and stuff rolling. Like think about how quick like ChatGPT is like now incorporated, or you know, smart glasses or just phones in general. Like we didn't have phones with us 24/7. 7 years ago.
Some parts of us adapt quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Other parts don't.
Like what?
Like our hands and physically we can incorporate new things, but mentally we can't handle it all.
I'd say it'd be the other way around. Like mentally we can adapt a lot quicker.
We'd be way more mentally resilient back in the day. You got different plagues and illnesses and you have to know, everyone knows that has to know how to tie a tourniquet if someone falls off a horse or something like that. These days everything's just like a balloon boy type of.
But you also have like 10 times more the things being thrown at you though. Like you're way more distracted, way more like stimulated. You have way more people around you. You're constantly connected.
It's clear that society isn't like coping that well with it. Because there's just too many.
Or is it growing too fast?
Too much news, too many people to know, too many interactions, too many world issues. Back in the day, it took you a week to get news of another nation that's at war. You don't get it from a tweet.
But was that harder or more simple?
What do you mean?
Well, is
my argument is that basically. What was my point again? I forgot what I was talking about.
Because I was saying, like, humans are way more adaptable, but you then went on to saying like, that back then they're more.
I mean, like, some parts of us can adapt,
resilient.
Yes. But, like, our brains take a while to catch up. Like, we're not mentally prepared for everything or the news and everything is what right. I'm trying to say.
Okay. I see where you're coming from.
I mean, you can make arguments for both.
100%. Because, like, behaviorally, just say, like, COVID and stuff, for example, people adapted to, like, masks and all that.
But, like, has our
general populace anyway.
Stomach biome hasn't.
No, that's biology. I'm talking about mentally.
That's what I'm saying. There's different. These are all parts of being a human, though.
Yeah, like biologically speaking, like our bodies are still like way behind.
That's what your brain is made up of biology.
But I'm talking about like emotionally and mentally and
I think we're talking about behaviorally. The same thing. Anyway, carry on.
We both have valid points.
We also have two stupid points and valid points at the same time.
That's
awesome.
And
we're at a standstill. Yeah. Stalemate.
Look, Mum, we're at a stalemate. That's where we're at. But it's a pretty decent TV show. Like, you can binge yeah. it. You can binge it over, like, 2 days.
You reckon?
Well, we did it over 3 nights.
Okay, 2 days, yeah.
Yeah. So if you want a bit of a break and stuff.
So earlier in the year, was it this year or last year that we said Beef was the best show? I think it was last year.
It would have been last year because it's only April.
Fuck.
And it's been
time's
a while
gone,
ago.
Time's gone fast. So can we officially title this episode
The Best like of 2024?
Yeah, yeah, like we did last time and got a few more views, which was nice.
Beef was a really good show. Really, really good show.
It was good, but this is probably a better show.
You like this one better?
Yeah, it's like more happening. There's more at stake. There's like...
100% there's more at stake.
It's not just a
two people in
a random
selfish and,
spout.
Yeah.
Okay, so we haven't got much more to say about the show other than just watch it in 2 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like
don't come here for reviews, guys. If you see a thumbnail that's got some
If you want spoilers, I can more than run my mouth on them.
If you see a thumbnail of a TV or movie, TV show or movie that you want to watch and you see it in one of our thumbnails, just don't. I mean...
Click on it.
You click. But A, you're not going to learn much
about it.
And we're going to spoil it. We're going to spoil it and give you really no talking points.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you want to bring it, like some visuals about it up and we can talk about it more seriously?
Just watch it. It's better than Roadhouse.
It is better than Roadhouse. Roadhouse was fun. Like, it's just a fun action movie.
Roadhouse is a 1 out of 5.
But it's got, obviously, you got Conor McGregor in there. And
so what are the star ratings? Roadhouse out of 5?
Out of 5, I would say a solid 3.5.
3.5 out of 5?
Yeah.
It must be easy to get a 5 in your books.
No, it's just like an enjoyable...
3.5?
It's like it's an event, right? You go to the movies and you just want to have some fun.
If I went and paid to... I mean, it didn't even come out at the cinemas. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay for that one at the cinemas. But like if I'm sitting at home and I...
That's a 1.5
...came across that movie and I would be like, oh... All right, cool.
You'd probably want a refund.
I like this 1.5. Kind of movies. I like this kind of movies.
1.5.
You know what? I think a whole point goes to just Jake Gyllenhaal himself.
We'll take the average, so we'll do 2.5.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
2.5?
Okay, I'll go for 3.
No, like you say 3.5, I say 1.5.
We'll go for 2.5 is it? All right. So that's Roadhouse, so mm-hmm. not even the thing that we're meant to be talking about. Mm-hmm. So what
no,
would
just
you...
using it as a comparison of
gotcha.
Why to watch it.
Okay. 3 Body Problem, what would you rate it?
3.5.
3.5, okay. I would rate it, I'd say about 3.5 as well.
Okay, great. So we're on...
Same page about that one.
Same page about that one.
Mm-hmm. I said same page about that one.
Watch anything else this week?
No, I've just been watching, like while I've been listing over the long weekend, I was just watching a lot of like Actor at the Round Table kind of YouTube videos. I just find those really fascinating for some reason because they're a bunch of like random people and they just go around and like obviously ask each other questions and it's just a really good... insight to, I guess, I think it's just like a creativity thing in general that I kind of just like listening to because obviously it's an art form and they kind of talk about escaping or trying to get involved in a character and yeah, it's just very, very kind of like interesting hearing it from that side because obviously we just see the outcome of the movies, right? Like we just see of them acting or portraying a character and like us enjoying a cool fight scene or I don't know, like listening to talk about like sci-fi stuff or whatever it is. But like it's kind of interesting to see them just kind of like chatting about themselves and like how they feel about it.
Yeah, the reason it's good is because there's no long form conversations with any of them. Like none of the actors that and actresses that really go on there do podcasts that I'm aware of. And if they do, it's usually a one-on-one mm-hmm. interview. So there's not a group of them talking shop, which is what makes it interesting. Great show. That's what you've been watching, have you?
Yeah, just
I mean, they're all from years ago. You're behind the times.
No, some they do them like every month. So sometimes there'll be like director roundtables and just like, just random stuff. Sometimes I'll watch ones from just if I haven't seen them or anything like that. I just find it interesting, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
You should be watching Shogun with me. Shogun.
Yeah, you watch it weekly. I'm usually reading when that happens. So.
You need to pay attention because half of it, or probably 3/4 of the show is in subtitles.
Yeah, well, I'd lean over at one point and like so much stuff has happened. I'm just like, it's too far gone for me now to like even realize what's happening.
Yeah, you need to stay focused. And what helps you stay focused is Magic Mind.
It does.
One of our very favorite sponsors of the show.
Mm-hmm.
These are little... energy juice shots, kind of like, what would you call them, like a smart shot?
Or
productivity shot.
They're called productivity shots. So they've just got a whole bunch of stuff in them that kind of helps you refocus. I really like them to avoid that 3 o'clock or 2 p.m. wall that I hit in the afternoon, because I don't really like to have a lot of coffee. I only like to have coffee sort of early in the morning. And then once it hits kind of midday, like I don't want any more, but like I'm still, especially if I didn't sleep well the night before or I've had like a hectic day, just with matcha that's in there, the nootropics and everything, it just helps me have this instead of just having like another coffee, which I don't want.
Nootropics are a good little addition. Better than like I've said it a bunch of times before, the sort of gut health juice shots you get are good for you, but they don't really do much for the brain. And these have L-theanine in there. They have cordyceps mushrooms and different extracts from different mushrooms and things like that that help you stay focused. And nootropics as well, which sort of gets your brain firing on all cylinders, enhances your memory and stuff. You know how I've been into Bitcoin a lot lately?
Yes.
I actually, in 2013, had to buy Bitcoin. This is like just a couple of years after it started.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to the service station, get a gift card, like a FPOS gift card,
mm-hmm.
Debit card, to then buy Bitcoin online. I had to keep it all anonymous,
mm-hmm.
simply for the fact that I wanted to buy nootropics online because they're pretty much, they're not really illegal, but no one has products in Australia, really, back in 2013 anyway.
Yes.
So I had to buy something on a nefarious website, I won't say which one it was, to buy nootropics with Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just here conveniently in a little juice shot.
Very tasty little juice shot.
And I lost probably 5 Bitcoin on that wallet on that computer somewhere.
Yes.
If I had stayed more focused, mm-hmm. then I probably wouldn't have lost my seed phrase.
Oh, yeah, because it just says on here, obviously, you get to boost energy and focus. You get to crush procrastination, which I need heavily, but also elevate mental clarity, which is like a big thing.
Yeah. Freeze up the fog.
It does free up the fog.
And there's plenty of fog these days.
Oh, so much fog.
Must be like a mid-30s, like, fogginess. No kid fogginess.
No.
It's just life.
Well, it's like in your early 20s, you could just like snap into it, but now you need something else to kind of like help you snap into it, whether it's a coffee, or if you don't want a coffee, you can have tea, or if you don't want any of that, you can have a Magic Mind.
There you go. So you can get Magic Mind at magicmind.com/lookmum, LOOKMUM, and you can get 20% off mm-hmm. one-time purchases and subscriptions with the coupon code LOOKMUM20. So check it out. Get yourself a little 15-pack and get ripping into some Magic Mind and just stay focused. You can watch things like Shogun and things that require subtitles and require your attention.
Yes, for longer than 5 seconds.
So that's what I've been watching. And I really wanted it to be over and done with so I can stop paying for the Disney subscription.
Oh, gotcha. Are we paying for Disney?
Technically, it's coming off the business account. It's not in the spreadsheet, basically, so it's off the books purchase.
Interesting. So you got to watch it. Is there anything else on there that we can watch then?
Star Wars.
Okay.
Marvel.
I was about to say I'm over Star Wars. There's just so much Star Wars out there.
You know what I'm not over?
What?
Life.
Oh, that's good. You don't want to be over life. You want to be within it. You want to be mucking around. Yeah.
Too young to feel this old. That's what they say.
Who says?
TV show.
Okay. Fair enough.
Too old to feel this? I don't know. I think it's on White Lotus, I'm sure.
Okay.
I think they say I'm too young to feel this old, the one where they're in Italy.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it is fair enough, actually.
It is?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have much to add on to that because I don't know the saying.
That's pretty much mm-hmm. all that's been going on. We've just been pivoting the calendars, which is always fun. And,
yes. We always talk about because obviously we try to be organized because with the amount of that we work, and I think it's actually quite interesting, right? So obviously I help you with the business and everything as well, but kind of like what I really like is obviously I do 40 hours of my day job and that's what you try to do for eBay. And then anything else extra I do, so I try to do an extra 8 hours for eBay. You match that. So we're out here doing 48 to like 50 hours a week.
It's not that much though.
No, I know, but like it just means our calendars have to be pretty on point for us to even have any time to do a pod or have time to write or have time to just read. And we're pretty, like, we like to eat decent food. We're not big on takeout or anything like that. So obviously that takes time to prepare. So, you know, calendars and staying organized and staying prepared and stuff is like a big part of our lives as well. And that's what we've been doing this week. So it just takes up time.
It never quite feels finalized, you know? Yeah.
Well, because you can have it in there. You can calendar block. Like if you ever want to kind of figure out how to calendar block, I'm pretty sure it's Deep Work by Carl Newport that talks about calendar blocking and trying to make sure that you have, mm-hmm. I don't know, some space in your day. I think also make time also talks about it, but that's more about making time for yourself and like calendar blocking out you time rather than just having it like an empty space that people can like interject into your time, whether it's like a self-care time or whatever it is.
We're notoriously horrible at doing that.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like time for ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Like we always like, oh, let's go out this weekend. And then we just kind of stay
home.
The
last four times that it hasn't happened.
Although we did buy a barbecue. So that was something. We did leave the house.
Yeah. But that isn't, I had a video here linked up ready to go. But
oh, did you? It's not working?
You know how you can share from a certain times on the video and mm-hmm. it didn't work.
Okay. What was the video about?
It's kind of the same thing. It's just like we talked about it last week, doing the great idea instead of the good ideas mm-hmm. and basically taking a step back a bit.
Yes.
And removing things to like focus in on more what matters.
Well, that's kind of like you did that physically this week when you were redesigning your workspace. You kind of said you stood back for some time just to visualize and kind of figure out all the moving parts before you actually went ahead and started moving everything.
I mean, that's on a smaller scale, but yeah. Mm. But I was going to show you this video by Graham Stephan, the financial mm-hmm. YouTube guy, real estate guy. It's like a 30-minute video and I don't even know which part I wanted to show you.
Gotcha.
I think it's it.
Okay. Can you like see the timestamp and then forward it to?
It said 1817.
1817 was the timestamp. I mean, you can have a look to see. He's a pretty like boss kind
basically,
of dude.
Basically, he goes through his whole like story of what he's up to next. He has like three channels and was just grinding it out like mm-hmm. three videos a week to the point where he had to get staff to help him edit videos. And then that felt like it was taken away from how he wanted to like put things out there and just mm-hmm. kind of just like a workhorse and get into that burnout stage. Mm-hmm. And he's pretty young. He has a bunch of successful podcasts, but he's just doing so many things. And he really likes doing his podcast because they're interviewing like Dave Ramsey and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's doing so many things on all these other channels, he doesn't get to do like the one thing
he really enjoys.
He really enjoys doing. Mm-hmm. So basically the whole video is like prefacing why he's taking a step back from doing three videos a week.
Gotcha.
To one video a week on this particular one channel.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, you build things up in your mind, you're going to make this big change. And if you're actually doing less than what you were before, then there can only be like repercussions and downside, which wasn't the case for him anyways. He went from doing three videos to two, nothing happened, two videos to one on his YouTube channel and basically
still the same,
but now his time is going back into building the other thing. So it's kind of the same conversation as last week, picking where to remove things mm-hmm. in order to add something somewhere else.
Yeah, makes sense.
Second, in terms of the actual change, I would say this occurred about a year ago when I took a 5-day trip to New York City. At that time, I went with Jack and Alex, and we filmed the most expensive listing in the United States. We recorded a few podcasts, and I was able to film with Barbara Corcoran. And really, near the end of that trip, it just sunk in that, like, hey, this is the work that I really enjoy. It was really happy for me to be able to do all these things. Like, I wasn't stressed out. I got to meet new people. I got to hear different perspectives. And this was one of the few times that I felt like I was gone. So it was like, it was highly inefficient and I wasn't able to do it. A lot of the guests as well would have to revolve their schedules around coming to me, coming to us in person around the schedules of the main channel videos, which really just meant that they were free to come like weekday or weekends, usually after 7 p.m. I couldn't film before that. They
had like the best bit
really limited
up.
The amount of guests that we had. But I think in that moment, I just asked myself, if I optimized for happiness instead, what would I be doing? And my answer was, I would be traveling more for the podcast. I would be.
So that's basically the note I had is like, optimize for happiness. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you get caught up in doing so much, but it can be fun for a little while. But I think there's a common thread and a common theme that so many people on YouTube sort of had gone through for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, you could kind of see the unravelings during COVID. But these things take like 3 or 4 years to manifest as people like try new things after that big global shock. Mm-hmm. And now it's starting to come out in the wash and people are getting burnt out a lot more and just taking a step back and then putting their energy and their focus into shit that actually matters, their family, mm-hmm. as opposed to just their career and their role.
Yeah.
It's just seeing it everywhere. Everywhere you turn in the last 12 months, it's the same thing. It's like, I guess it's quiet quitting, but for like influencers.
Yeah, that makes like total sense because obviously, and it'd be so hard because it's all public. Everything's in the spotlight. You show your life and stuff. But, you know, if you work a 9-to-5, you're like, you can take a holiday and just disappear for a while and then come back. But you can't when you're an influencer. So yeah, burnout's been so prevalent. They've all talked about pivoting or culling back or doing less, like just so they can really focus on
But the people that always do that are the ones that had to go hard.
Yeah.
To be, there's no one that's been doing one video a week for 10 years and like, oh, I need to hone it back now because there's nothing to hone back.
Fair enough.
It's the ones that do like the daily ones or like the three or four a week.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a certain amount of time you can sustain that without a gigantic team behind you. Not even gigantic, you know, at least a half dozen people behind you.
Yeah.
So just an interesting topic. Mm-hmm. You know, doing less, making less, being more happy because of it. Because
mm-hmm.
he goes through here, you know, he's been doing other things like, you know, decorating the home and just gardening and just like the simple things in life that we forget about because we're in this digital age.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the stuff that does ultimately matter more.
Experiences for anything, it's 100% worth it. And it's also cool to see the progress on that, that when you focus on something, you see so much more improvement. Like since then, the podcast is now almost at 1 million subscribers.
So you're kind of just not doing
over 50 million views a month.
Having less scattered thoughts and energy and just
my health a lot more seriously lately. Like I've cut out almost all processed foods and sugars.
Rather than 10,000 or rather than 2,000 across five projects.
Yeah. I have a lot more energy. I'm trying to get a little more sleep.
That makes sense because like you're just focused on the one thing, making it better rather than just like split attention.
Yeah, we had the conversation about LeBron James and stuff last week.
Yeah.
But you need to, like, there's not many people that you've heard of that are notable or prominent or prolific in their area of choice, their field of expertise, but were doing it simultaneously as four other things. They weren't a writer and a basketball player and like a sports coach mm-hmm. and an influencer and a podcast, like all at once. Just like too many things. Just do one for a decade and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
Just a common thing. It's just a continuation of what we're talking about last week.
So it was an important topic, right? Like it's just about, and I think that's why like we talk like trying to make our calendars as best as possible because like we're trying to just free up time to have those happy moments or just to have that freedom to be able to do what we want.
Yeah, it's like the writing's on the wall. So why not like build that into the mm-hmm. current system instead of getting to like a cliffhanger kind of point.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I guess we just talked about the same topic 2 weeks in a row.
Not necessarily. It's a little bit of different points.
We had our magic mind and it's the weekend tomorrow, so mm-hmm. just get cracking. Let's stay focused mm-hmm. and get into it next week.
Yeah.
Make this new calendar, this new chapter, this new era.
New season.
New mm-hmm. 2.0, 3.0, whatever this we want to call it.
I think it's a 3.0. Yeah.
We'll get cracking this week and we'll be fresh as a daisy next week.
Fresh as a daisy?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
See you next week.